Simply Done, the podcast network.
Oh, you're wearing the
just
hat.
Just go
the
through.
Fanny
I'm
pack.
Trying to help you get through.
Go. And if you grab my nuts,
I'm not.
I'll
it's
kill
the wolf.
You.
Don't start threatening, Perry.
The wolf. Fuck you. It's your hand.
It wasn't my hand.
It's the wolf's paw.
It's the wolf's paw. Exactly.
Hey, Mary Jane. As the producer, do you know where there's a I could have some headphones?
Yes.
Oh, you don't have headphones?
I certainly
do. Here, actually, right here. Here's some headphones. I'm sorry, Mo.
That's okay. That's why you're the awesome producer. Thank you.
Well, guys, I want to introduce everyone to the newest cast member of the Big Three. This is Wolfie.
Hi, everybody. My name's Wolfie, and I want to be everybody's best friend. If we ever had problems and someone's fighting, I want it to stop so you can talk to me. Maybe some family matters that you're a little shy to tell everybody about. I'm a real good listener.
The fag.
You're unbelievable. You really are.
You're damn right.
Why would you call a wolf hand puppet that terrible?
Because when it grabs my balls, it's called a fag. I'm not a fag. It's a fag.
I'll tell you what's not a hate word. Is this songwriter?
This song right here is a band that I helped get big and thankful for Mr. B helped.
Shut up. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm Don.
My name's Mole.
Glad to have you back, Mole.
Is that who you are? You look totally different to me today.
Why?
The blue turban around your head.
Yeah. You really
just
like
tell them
to
who
look
you
at
are.
All the stuff I wear. You really like my
hey, Perry.
And this is Wolfie, everybody. The new mascot talking to Perry.
Oh, hey, Wolfie.
Hello there, Mo.
Wolfie, what do you like most about about Scaremaster?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
He's called you a terrible name. How do you feel about that, Wolfie?
At least I haven't sucked anybody's cock like Randy Callahan.
Why don't you say it's a wolf's face?
Sit down. If you come over here, Perry, don't be.
I will beat the fucking shit out of you if you go that far again.
Don't talk
if
to Wolfie like
that.
Again,
I'll shut my foot.
What is the matter?
What did Wolfie do?
What is the matter? Nobody called you flagging. I don't use those kind of words. Yeah, well, you did.
Go ahead.
Perry?
Go ahead.
You don't have to fucking die, you son of a bitch!
Listen, that's not how you approach a wolf. A wolf, you gotta make yourself look big.
Hold your hands out like this so I'm afraid of you. Put your hands like this.
Christ, are you a fucking idiot? No, you won't.
Dead.
No, you won't.
I'll grind
Perry,
you.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you.
I'll tell you what, it's
you
not wolf hunting
you're
season.
So fucking bad.
Sit down. Sit down and start the show. First of all, Perry, let's remember one thing. The only reason I don't beat the fuck out of you is because of your broken neck and I'd kill you. I'd absolutely destroy you and kill you because, Perry, I have a lot of hatred towards you. So go fuck yourself. We're going to start out today's show with an apology from stupid fuck to Mary Jane.
What did I do to her?
What'd you do to her? You raised your fist to her and screamed at her.
I didn't raise my fist to her.
Last week you did.
I apologized when I did last week. Because I didn't know what I was doing at that precise moment.
Oh, that's
a reaction.
Oh.
I know, Perry, that you probably wouldn't hit me, and
I would
if you
never
did, I could beat the fuck out of you. But do not order me around the studio that I am more in charge of than you are, and don't raise your fist at me. That's just tacky.
Yeah, that's going to get
I didn't I,
that's going
to
get
Yeah, and now I think you owe an apology to Wolfie.
Yeah, why won't you say anything nice to me? I'm Wolfie.
There's no apology to that fucking puppet.
Well, listen. You called Wolfie a terrible hateful name, Scaremaster.
Oh! Should I continue on with some terrible hateful names? Should I go down the fucking line of terrible hateful names?
If you want to upset Wolfie,
Perry, you really are clueless, aren't you? Don't you think you had enough problems with the people that read your post that you put up on Facebook this past week? For those of you that didn't see that, Perry was telling his feelings about California overturning Prop 8. Now, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you say something was biblically wrong about that decision?
It is definitely biblically wrong.
And people came down on you.
Let them come down on me all they fucking want.
Ah, you like that. You get it? Come down on you?
Perry, America wouldn't be America without freedom of religion. So the Supreme Court is not supposed to acknowledge any specific or all religions when making laws for the people.
I know. It just bothers me.
Hey, I'd like to know one thing. Why are you on fire? Why are you coming out like this?
He's mad because there's still 38 states out there that don't recognize the legal union between two.
No, men. I'm mad at what happened last night.
What happened?
And I don't
last
even
night?
Know what happened last night.
What happened?
It's Denny's? Just that I couldn't deal with my guest till all of a sudden I heard him fucking yelling on the patio on the phone, and then I heard your name, so I knew he was talking to you.
Yeah, Nick, come here for a second. Nick,
this
come here.
This is your guest. Nick is getting to hang out and have chili at your man.
Tell him to shut up right now.
I told you it was taking.
What are you guys talking about?
None of your business.
Why is it in my business?
End of your end of the fucking
story. Why is it my business? But how is it my business?
Perry, I told you that has nothing to do with what goes on here.
Stay, okay, but how? Stay here, what's going on, Scaremaster? What happened exactly?
Again, mind your own business.
But why isn't it in my business? We're talking about our personal lives and pop culture. This is our personal lives.
Fuck off!
Why?
Fuck off!
What did I do? What did I do?
Nick, come here and sit down. I'm starting to
personal lives. There's no more personal lives! God damn it!
You see, last week...
See, now my personal life
what happened with your personal life?
My life is private!
What's happening in your private life?
Don't worry about it!
Well, what's going with the lawsuits with your family?
None of your fucking business!
Well, what's going on with Nick is staying at your place and talking on the phone on the balcony to Dan? What's going on with that?
Okay, let me just say one thing. You know what I think it is?
My mouth is shut!
All right, why don't you tell us about your personal life?
This is what I'm starting
my
to think.
Gosh.
I think he's overdoing it on other things because he's still trying to hide something else, and he doesn't.
Hide nothing.
Oh, where were you last week?
No. I was in Chicago.
What were you doing there?
What were you?
No
doing?
No more comments about that.
What
matter.
Were you doing
were
in
you
Chicago?
There?
You know about it, and if he wants
what about
to hear
the fans?
About it,
what about the fans? Don't you?
I don't care.
Don't you?
It's nobody's business.
It's your personal.
It's nobody's
life.
Business.
But it's
I'm out of here.
If you break
God
that,
sit down, please.
God damn it! I'm fucking fed up.
Sit down. Sit down. If you break it,
kill him.
Here, hold this, please. Hold this.
You're gonna sit
what
the
I
fuck
do?
Down.
You fucking psychopath.
Wow,
because
good energy. But good energy.
Who woke up on the wrong side of the bed today?
I've got way too many. I'm sorry.
You got way too many what?
Problems.
Yeah, well.
It's nothing.
Oh, okay. Everything's everybody's fault but ours. You fucking skip out on a show. We're a half a year away from being done with this thing, you fuck. And all I say to you is show up. Then you come up, you don't say anything. You tell me a reason that I don't understand why you couldn't just tell us, hey, this is what happened. Because I think that there's somebody lying.
Hey,
I think you might as well shut your mouth.
Hey, Scaremaster, why did you go to Chicago?
You threatening me again? Then make
come
it
on,
up.
Buddies. Come on, buddies. Hey, listen.
You threaten me all the time.
Yeah,
oh,
great
the
show
today.
We got Nick
show.
Hanging
yeah,
out.
Well,
Mary
no,
Jane's
you
here.
Hey, Wolfie's here.
Wolfie's here.
Hey, Perry, tell me what's the problem.
Yeah, why don't you tell Wolfie what you did in Chicago?
Oh, listen. I've got a relative that passed, and I was never supposed to mention that person's name.
You don't have to mention their name. All you had to do was say, hey, I've got a funeral I got to go to. But
family
you
funeral?
Made it a big deal.
Scaremaster, another death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another death.
Maybe that's what's going on.
They're stacking up like cordwood.
Yeah.
My God. What did he do? Snored?
All right, I do want to straighten one thing out. This is getting to the point where it's becoming dangerous. Last week you were here and you saw him, when Mary Jane came by, the way he raised his hand like he was going to punch Mary Jane in the face. You saw that, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that was right at all?
No, in fact, it kind of scared me because I couldn't get up. I couldn't get up in time, but Mary Jane took control of the situation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the deal. You ever do that again? I don't care if you got a broken neck or what.
May I say something in my best friend's defense, please?
All right. Go ahead, Mo.
You say that about Scaremaster.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Tell Wolfie.
What do you got to say?
Well, Wolfie, you say these things about Scaremaster, and yet you look at his demeanor today and how he acts towards me, and I don't see someone who's capable of being violent. I see a calm, rational person who wants to work things through.
What about what just happened? and he was yelling at everybody.
But he was just working out. He's just venting. He's just getting stuff out. He's Italian.
Is that what happened, Barry?
Yes.
By the way, I think that ever since Wolfie's become part of the show, this show has been a lot calmer.
Oh, very, very.
Let's give Wolfie a nice hand.
Wolfie's a calming atmosphere.
Wolfie's gay.
Wolfie grabbed my nuts. Excuse me. I believe it was you that tried to stick your human male organ down my throat.
You got mad because Wolfie brought up that time.
Wolfie grabbed my nuts, which means it's Don's hand grabbed my nuts.
No, that's not true at all. I brought up the Randy Gilliam thing and you lost it.
You brought that up.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing.
Well, I'm tired of you yelling.
I'm tired of you saying that fucking name.
Well, let's talk about what you were doing years ago, asshole. Then let's talk about what you were doing in Chicago.
I cannot bring that up.
Why not?
Because it's a private matter.
But it's a personal
matter. That was never supposed to be told.
Oh, it's personal.
It's all about
pop culture.
You son of a bitch.
Pop culture and personal lives.
See, I told you. He has a temper.
It's over.
Yeah, that's the way you
should. Today's show's over. Thank you.
Okay, let me ask you this. How was the weather in Chi-Town? Because it's
mid-70s.
It's been hot here, huh?
If you really went to Chicago, you'd probably have a plane ticket, right?
I don't have a plane ticket.
Why not?
Not anymore.
Why not?
Sammy had kept everything.
Oh, really? You have
nothing? Where'd you fly? What airline?
God, it was late at night. I think United.
United. So you went into...
What was the flight number?
I don't remember these fucking things. Jesus.
You didn't go into O'Hare, though, did you?
No, Midway.
Oh, because... No, that United doesn't fly Midway. They go O'Hare. So yeah, it wasn't United.
So it wasn't United for sure.
I don't remember.
Seems like a lot of holes in this story.
Guys,
what were you doing there anyway?
I'm just saying this.
I'm done. The show's over.
No, it's not.
You're asking questions. It's none of your business. The show is over.
If you end it right now, I'll just have another comedy P-Rock resurrection show. Simple as that.
That show, by the way, awesome.
Thank you.
People are talking about it like crazy. You see anything Rolling Stones?
You don't have a rock band on that show. It sucks!
Everybody loved it, though.
We had Mole. Mole was on it. Also,
I was on. Quincy was on.
Yeah.
Dickie Barrett was on.
He's a lead singer of the Mighty Mighty Bostons. He was the announcer for the show. So we had some rock on there, and I think people really enjoyed it. You know what I was going to do?
You're a fucking thief.
I'm a thief.
I started that show because of the fucking fight we had at Eagle Rock.
Well, I just have the name. I just own the name. And I started a show.
If you show it to me in papers.
I'll be more than happy to.
Get him right now.
I'm not going to get him
right now. You never do.
I saw the papers.
Because you don't have a goddamn.
How much
you wanna bet?
I'll bet you $10 zillion.
Let me see your $10 zillion and then I'll make the bet.
Fuck off.
Oh, you don't have that kind of money. You're lying. And another thing, you said you never bet on anything.
Gearmaster's really got me freaked out.
Yeah, you think he's got you freaked out? What did he almost do to Mary Jane last week?
What'd you do to Mary Jane?
Yeah, tell
it was on accident.
I
didn't mean to get physically harmful with her.
You don't do that
anymore.
I don't want to touch her. You don't do that
anymore.
Because
I know if I do, I will end up hurting her.
Speaking of physically harmful, guess who got physically harmful on me? Try to.
Who?
I was out the other day at the Apple Pan.
I don't know
what
that is.
Getting a burger and down in Westwood. Who walks in? Marty Balsam.
It's funny you should say
Marty
that.
Marty Balsam comes in, his fists are flying. Man, oh man, what got up his keister?
Here's the letter that Marty sent, and he also sent a couple.
Oh, yeah. There he is. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a picture of an autographed picture of Marty Balsam.
There he is.
And his new buddy, Charles Bronson, who Perry pussied out of a fight with.
Wow.
Man,
yeah, I'm
near...
going to pussy out of a fight with Bronson.
You did.
Like, I'm going to try to take on Bronson.
Yeah.
You're a moron.
Why don't you fight him?
You're a fucking moron.
You pussied out of a fight.
I pussied out of a fight.
Yeah, you'll do something to Mary Jane. That's what kills me.
I pussied out of a fight with Bronson.
Yeah.
Like, why
Nick,
would I...
Hold on a second.
Why
hold
would
on
I
a second.
Get
hold
involved?
On a second.
Shut
hold
up,
on
asshole.
A second. One
Shut
second.
Up, asshole.
One second.
Why would I get into a fight with Charles Bronson?
Martin Balsam and Ron.
No
picture
reason.
Of Charles Bronson. Nick, you're good at appraising stuff like this, right? What do you think a couple photos like that would be worth? Something like that would be worth?
Oh, well, on the Charles Bronson instance, it isn't made out to a person. and it's autographed and has him. He has a sign over here saying, this adds a lot to it right here because it's not just a signature of Charles Bronson. It has a sentence from him over here talking about the jacket.
What's it say?
That's how a real man wears a leather jacket.
Oh, you know he's comparing it to, I think?
Scaremaster's fake leather jacket.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what? You're so full of shit.
But on a Charles Bronson like this, I'd probably put that at $2.50.
$2.50?
Wow.
$2.50.
Ching, ching.
$2.50.
And the Marty Balsam picture, it says to Mole and Don, all the best. This one's an autograph to us.
Right. Now, this one would be like worth more money to you guys since it's made to you. But since it's made to a person, it kind of brings down the value a little bit.
Yeah.
And so probably on this one here, you're probably looking at 75 to maybe
125. 75 cents to a dollar.
Well, we're not selling it anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
They go in the archives.
Absolutely. This is going on the wall. You're at Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California.
I dropped it down like three zeros.
That's really funny.
That
was
you
really,
did, right?
That was really clever how you did it.
$250 is $2.50.
Yep.
That was really clever how you
did it. I remember when he did it.
I do, too. Hey, you know what? You know who's feeling a little left out of the whole thing?
Vince?
No. I forgot he's here. That's how boring. Hello, everybody. Remember me?
That's Perry's voice.
No, Perry's voice is...
I'm sorry. I don't talk like I'm...
Perry's more like this! Right. This is Wolfie!
Honest mistake. Hey, Dan, besides those great voices, how else can people get in touch with us?
If they really wanted to get in touch with us, they could send us a quick note and to the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
That's right. If you've never heard of our show before, the $10 shout-out is where you, the listener at home, you get to be part of the fun here at the Big 3 Podcast. All you got to do, you send a paragraph with whatever's on your mind. You don't believe Perry went to Chicago to a funeral. You think he might have done something.
So you send $10 to P.O. Box number 9.
And if you do...
Canoga Park.
Whose funeral was in Chicago?
Again, look at him.
No, Perry.
He's trying to steal from us again.
Whose funeral was in Chicago?
Yeah, like I even...
Scaremaster, who died in Chi-Town?
Deanna.
I thought you weren't supposed to say her name.
Deanna Caramello?
No last names I'm going to give out.
No last names.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because you're getting too involved in something I wasn't even supposed to allow you guys to know about.
But let me ask you this.
It's a matter of public record.
Right.
Just got to look up the obituaries in Chicago to find Deanna.
Oh, trust me, we will too. And like I said before, I gave you a chance last week to tell the truth.
I'm sure Deanna died last week in Chi-Town. It's terrible that she died. She must have been really young and vibrant still, with a name like that.
No comments.
Was she old and decrepit?
Here's the thing that I have the problem with, and I'll be honest with you. All we tried to do is do a podcast.
Fuck me over.
How did we fuck you over?
By bugging me and bugging me and bugging me and bugging me.
By you skipping out.
Who died? Where'd you go? Well, what airline'd you go on?
Well, because I want to catch you in a lie, and I will. I offer this.
You offer this?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to offer. I need to find out if Perry was lying. If you went out there and you were doing stuff with, let's say, your fake... Just listen for 1 second, because I want the people out there to hear. You know, we're trying to do something. We're going to do this for about a half year. If you were doing something with Perry, congratulations. I really appreciate that. That's nice. Let me finish. That's nice for Perry. And if you pay him money, that's great. All we're trying to do is make him a little more famous. So instead of putting us down, our little group here that made him famous in the first place, and you're kind of just, you know, riding what we did, why don't you listen to us and leave him alone?
Who are you talking to, Dan?
I don't know. I guess they could kind of figure it out themselves. But
you're freaking me out.
I know I am. But what you should do is this. Let us finish with him. Make him a little more popular. Then your project will have a bigger star in it. So just leave us alone. Stop putting down our project and stop taking him away on the weekends. That's bullshit.
What did I do?
You did nothing, Mo. As a matter of fact, can I say this? Mo, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. And it was so nice that you called from the boat. Or wherever. You were in the recording studio.
Yeah. Right?
By the way, did you hear what happened?
You guys did a podcast.
Right. No, but I'm not talking about the podcast. Because you called in when I did the podcast with Lisa Marie. The Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
That was great, by the way.
Thank you very much. And what happened is this. You, during that show, I don't know if you remember doing this, but you were handling a gun.
Oh, yeah.
And you put it in a drawer.
Yeah, Quincy sent that out for Foristics.
Yeah, whatever it is.
And he hasn't got those back yet.
No, he did. He called me today.
No, I actually just talked to him in the car on the way.
Why would he lie to me?
Because, I don't know.
Why would he lie to Don? I don't get it.
Maybe he saw your prints on there.
Here's the lie. Go ahead. Spit it out.
What are you talking about, the lie?
Spit it out. You're going to say that my prints were on there.
They were on there.
Yeah, he may not even touch on that when he calls. That may be next week where he wants
I
to
grabbed
talk
about the that gun to get it out of your hands because you were fucking
has
pointing
an
it at
agenda
me.
That was before the whole thing got
but
derailed.
My prints were not on the fucking trigger.
Yes, they were.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah. Sorry?
I just wouldn't bring it up with them.
All right. Well, anyway, we've got some $10 shout-outs to go through, and here's
yes, they
here.
Were. So stupid.
I'm stupid?
Yeah, this fucking show is ridiculous. It's dumb. It degrades the fucking shit out of me.
You
it makes
degrades
what about me?
My brain.
What about me?
You
what
yell
about
at
me?
You yelling at us?
You
all
yell. You make me feel
bad.
This high.
You bully us. You yell.
I bully you.
Yes,
you
bully
yeah,
us.
Below me.
That's the reason.
Below me, you fucking
bully,
fags.
Now, I was supposed to explain while Wolfie was here today, but Perry, you went out of your mind so much that we really didn't get a chance, and Wolfie was just thrown into the fire right away. Now, the bosses upstairs wanted Wolfie to work with us because they're feeling that there seems to be a lot of tension during the podcasts. Now, they've heard that psychiatrists have said that having an impartial member of the show may take some pressure off in this highly pressurized world of the podcast. So that's why the bosses upstairs are having Wolfie sit in with us today. They feel that it can help make this a stress-free show. And personally, I think you're doing a great job, Wolfie.
Thanks, guys. I just want to be here to have fun.
Do you want to read the first $10 shout?
Sure, why not? Ahoy, Big Three. $80 perms, sassy tales of hanging in the hair salon with his girlfriends, insisting the hair shampoo topped the Windy City Heat Rider. Bieber fever, all sizes lingerie hobbyist, and the misuse of lactate pills. Why does Perry always say he's happy to be gay when she has the appetites of a wolf?
What? What is a...
What a... W-A-I-F. What is that? Waif woman?
Waif.
What is a waif woman? Do you know them all?
Yeah, they just eat wafers.
I don't think that's exactly right. I don't know myself, but I don't think it's that they eat
I
wafers.
Think it means waifish.
Oh, do you know what that means?
Thin.
All right, well, let's go back to this. Wolfie, you want to continue?
Slender.
Sure, thanks, Don. I yearn to read Perry's Kiss and Tell autobiography, Swashbuckling Under Hollywood Moon. But now, like all Perry's show segments, Sexcapade seems to be in trouble. Perry should act professional and attend a writer's retreat where he can pay lip service to a literary agent who can steer his creative rudder out of the choppy waters. This is... has great potential in Perry's writing. I was moved by the flowery prose. What's a prose? I don't know.
Prose?
P-R-O-S-E.
Prose?
What is that?
That's like...
I don't know, Wolfie.
Dialogue and the poetic,
okay.
Okay. Dialogue.
I was moved by the flowery prose. Pose? Is it pose or pose?
Whatever you want to make it.
What do you think it is, Walter?
How do you spell it?
P-R-O-S-E.
Scare Master, tell him.
Prose.
Okay, by the flowery prose he penned about skiing with his lover at Big Bear. Full of adorable
Eric.
Innuendo
about
admiring
and
making love
Go
upon Eric's backside. Then this spring,
God,
Perry announced his detrimental to get pumped for Sundance so he could wear that old figure-hugging ski suit again. When a broken heart prevented him from snowboarding, it brought a lump in my throat. I'm sorry for your loss, Perry, but I'm a little frustrated you wouldn't demonstrate a roving pirate up the backpipe maneuver that snapped your neck like a popsicle
Because
stick.
I'm not you, you fucking faggot.
Are you talking to me or to the person that wrote this?
I'm talking to that fucking thing that's on your hand called Wolfie.
Why would you get on me? I'm here to help out
Why
the
Wolfie
podcast.
You?
I'm not what you want me to be.
Me? I'm confused. You're a big, big, big fan,
Robert Stevenson. P.S. I want to thank Mary Jane and Vince for their tireless, tedious work on the show. I wish there was more mole play for Mary Jane.
Aww.
Well, that was the first one. Mole, would you like to read one of these?
Sure.
Here you go. Let's grab one right here. $10 shoutouts is a way that we can really get close to the fans. I love it.
It says, Dan, please read.
Well, all right. Attention, Perry. My name is John Edward. I'm a psychic medium. I've written several books and a very successful television program entitled Crossing Over with John Edward. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of my body work, but I've been blessed with the ability to communicate with the deceased.
Whoa.
Well, I know this John Edward guy. You know who he is, Mo?
Yep. I'm speaking to him now.
Whoa. Okay, let me read on. I've spent nearly my entire life helping surviving families and friends to convey those last messages with ones that have passed on. When I do communicate with the deceased, it is usually not crystal clear. I see vague images and hear soft voices, and sometimes I have to put the pieces together like a puzzle. This is a power that I can't turn off, but I've been picking up a presence of someone who passed on looking to communicate with the Scare Master. You think it could be Diana right away or no? I've been getting images of a person. It looks to be a female, but I'm not fully sure. This person is saying that you spent a lot of time with her when she was alive. Who could this be, Perry?
It could be a lot of people.
So a lot of people you know that you spent a lot of time with are dead?
I've got a lot of friends that have passed.
Really?
And I'm not going there.
I know. You've got a whole
You are,
trail.
But you are going there. Like, whenever they pass.
I'm not
you
going
to,
there!
You went to Chicago.
Fuck you!
What do you mean you're not going there? You just went there. You just
sure
went
did.
To Chicago because
you really
someone
did.
Died.
He's not lying here.
You can't say someone died. I'm not going there. Wait, Deanna died.
Let's skip the podcast and not say anything about it and just
and
go
I'm
there.
I'm going there.
Right. And that's exactly what you did. I can even see a blurry visual of a particular moment. A moment which a young Scare Master and this person kissed each other passionately. Whoa. It looks like things escalated quickly because I can see the Scare Master disrobing her. He then nibbled on her breasts and ran his hands up and down her legs. The young Scare Master put his hands between her legs and rubbed something that looks like a penis nub. Unfortunately, that's all I was able to make out from the voices and images I saw. I'm ready to see if Perry knows who this person was and if there's a message he can relay over to the other side. Sincerely yours, John Edward.
It was not a penis. I have four cousins, four female cousins on my dad's side.
Did you have sex with any of them?
At the age of fucking six,
I'm
yeah, right.
I'm disgusting, Scare Master.
You guys are disgusting.
I'm not disgusting. No. Right. This is just no. a guy that
here's,
said...
Here's what happened with... With Deanna, Diana, Debbie, and Dawn, all right? My Uncle Bobby had a big
Never
fucking house
him.
Up on the hill in Barrington, in the lake
Bobby
behind
in Barrington.
Us.
Bobby's in Barrington. Deanna, Diana, Deidrick, Dusty.
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth, listen, and learn, and stop talking.
Because it's none of your business.
Mo, I'm not saying a word.
I think he's reaching a place that we should let him talk. Mo, let him talk. Go ahead, Don. You keep quiet, too. What were you saying now, Perry?
When I was a little kid, they used to put, face makeup on me and stuff. and you know, do a little game with face makeup and sometimes put a wig on me and shit. I didn't remember this. Until after my auto accident, when I came home from the hospital and stuff, and I was calling relatives, and, you know, they were bringing up things from when I was a little kid and stuff, and then they brought up that matter one time. And it upset me, but I kind of chuckled and laughed about it a little bit, too. So, you know how the girl side of your family sometimes likes to play games?
I understand.
With little boys
nope.
and stuff.
No, not to sexualize them to be female.
No,
like
no,
that.
We're not talking sexual. They're just
no sexualized. They're sexualizing you as one of their own.
They were just playing around.
Degendering you. They're emasculating you.
Yeah, at the age of 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, so they're just,
it was just
helping
being cute
you to
and funny.
Find out your female side.
Well, let me ask him a question. All right, on this doll, this Perry doll, why don't you point to where they touched you?
The face, the eyes.
The face, where else?
That's it.
Are you sure?
No, he Don. Because he was another little girl like them. That's what
they didn't
making.
Touch my...
Are you sure?
Yes. You fucking perv.
Dear Pat.
Trying to say that my dad's gay when my dad was married to six women? You fucking homo.
So he was a bigamist?
Oh, Christ. No, it's just the wives that he was with. They didn't. They broke up.
Was he a Javajo?
No. That's what broke up my parents' wedding.
Oh, really?
Wedding.
Oh, your mom was the Javajo.
My mother was the Javajo.
Your mom was. Would she go door to door?
Yes.
Was he a Mormon? With six wives? Was he a Mormon?
No.
When your mom would go door to door by herself and knock on doors?
No, not by herself. Witnesses don't go to door to door by themselves.
What did she
do? Dangerous.
Who'd she go with?
Different brothers and sisters.
Different Javajos?
Different Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay, why don't you read that $10 shout-out, Mom?
Dear Perry, during your $10 shout-outs, a fan or two always suggests that you are queer. Dan has to defend your sexuality every week, which is clearly stressing him out, and maybe why he's quitting the show at the end of the year. We don't want that to happen. Here are a few suggestions on things you can do to get rid of that H-word label. One, stop bragging about the Randy C. incident. If you stop bringing it up every week, we're pretty sure everyone will forget about it. Two, stop bragging about effing shit.
Freeze!
The training you always refer to as your meal ticket.
Freeze!
Three, gay guys always have thousands of girlfriends but never F any of them. You have mentioned you always have thousands of girlfriends, but you don't F any.
Whoa,
we
that's
suggest
true.
You F at least one as soon as possible. Four, gay men love fruity drinks. You love Sobe, a gay fruity drink. We suggest you start drinking beer instead. On your budget, we suggest Old English 800. Five, gay men shave their bodies. You always shave your body. We suggest you stop modeling your personal hygiene after a teenage girl. Six, gay men and housewives love to eat organic foods like you. What the F, man? When was the last time you grilled a steak? So invite over one of your girlfriends, drink a beer or two, don't pick up your past gay acts, burn a steak, show your hairy chest, and F her hard. F her. It's not hard. Hope this helps. The Stanifer brothers, Jeff and Dan.
They've written before. There they go. Okay, here's the next one. Hey, Big Three, I'm an avid listener of the show, and I'm also an entrepreneur. I recently inherited a marketing position for an upstart vitamin company. Uh-oh. And how close are you to getting your broker license, by the way?
Oh, God, I got a long ways to go.
Okay, let me read on. This is a brand new product that will no doubt take the health world by storm. However, we are lacking a certain presence that is needed to market this type of product.
What's the name of the product, real quick?
Do you want me to read the thing?
Go ahead.
It looks like they've got a commercial for you. This is where the Scaremaster comes in. I'm convinced my boss is to let Perry read for a potential radio commercial that we've been working on.
Whoa!
This is cool. Okay, and I got a little script here.
Good.
We hope to make a product available in all sorts of locations, which is reflected in our commercial. So if you guys wouldn't mind reading this, I would like to have Perry read the commercial. All right.
It's got to be a SAG or after.
Here. Okay. I'm sure it will.
Yeah, I mean, Scaremaster professional, guys. Scaremaster. Scaremaster.
What?
Don't get ripped off on this. It's going to be SAG or after, okay?
It's got to be SAG after. Or I can't do nothing.
Okay, well.
That's why I'm fucking such a prick about my goddamn acting career. Yeah. I got fucking people emailing me and sending me fucking notes.
Okay,
all the time.
Instead of. Perry, right now. Perry, right now they may be recording this.
Hey, so you got to make sure that it's union when you do it, okay?
Quiet, please.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Oh, I thought you said cry.
Q-U-I.
But I thought you said cry it.
Please.
Okay. Well, you did say cry it. You made a mistake.
Quiet, quiet.
But maybe it says like on the directions to.
Oh, shut up! Hey,
I'm just trying to make sure that you're doing a union job.
Do the best
okay?
you can because I'd love to see you get this. What's the matter?
Hey, everybody. My name is Scary Perry.
You're doing like you're going to stop talking.
Forget it. There's no commercial.
Oh, you're just going like this.
Perry,
oh, you want me to
read,
have it back.
Perry, read the commercial.
I don't want it. I
Perry,
don't want
read it.
Scare keep up my ass fucking mouth. I can't do shit on this cocksucker because I'm going to fucking put my fist on his fucking throat and teach the son of a bitch to shut the fuck up.
Use that energy.
Go on.
God damn you.
Who are you talking to?
Now do it. Now do it. Use that energy. There you go.
Let it out, Perry.
Leave the room.
Let it out, Perry. Tell him what you feel. It's best to let it out, not to keep it inside.
Shut up.
Who are you talking to?
3, 2, 1, action. Hey, everybody. My name is Scary Perry Caravello, and I'd like to talk to you about a product that has has me calling my friends, family, and past lovers to tell them about it. This is something that you can get anywhere while on your trip to Africa or even to a fast food... No.
What? Fast food what? Fast food what?
Fast food men's room. Fuck that.
What is
bullshit.
Thing? What is
it's not thing? Real. It's a fake. It's a lie. It's all crap.
It's called HIV.
They really need to advertise now?
No, it's HIV. Oh, like almost like Chuck E. V.
Oh, that's cool.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
I don't have a fucking disease called HIV.
Okay, they're not
and a
saying,
fucking
where
vitamin.
Does it say that
there's
that you
no
do?
Vitamin called HIV,
this
okay?
HIV.
It's not
HIV.
It's not going to be on the market. It's bullshit.
It goes on to say, a friend of mine gave me the HIV a few years back, and my life has never been quite the same. He neglected to tell me that he had it, but I'm glad he didn't. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to give
somebody else HIV, and then they passed it on to somebody else. Well, so now one fag gave it to another fag, and then that another fag gave it to the third fag. Okay. And then it went on and on and on.
Talking about
that's
giving...
why we got billions of fucking fags in fucking West Hollywood, California, that's passing on HIV.
All right, first of all, no
I don't
one
think
else
that's what they're
that
looking
way.
For with their messaging points. But they definitely the passion is in the voice, okay? But I think maybe you just went off topic a little
I
bit.
I think you might be wrong on the numbers, too. There's a billion homosexuals, and I'm not going to use the word you do.
I think he means Chinese people.
No, I don't think he meant that. All right. It says, otherwise,
the Chinese and Japanese.
They said that they were glad that he didn't know because he wouldn't be allowed to give it to you. So please, if you see the old Scaremaster on the street, just ask me, and I'll give you HIV-2. And then they say, thank you for reading my shout-out. Big Three and Scaremaster, I'm looking forward to presenting your audition to my boss, Shannon Robinson.
Sorry.
You're not going to do it?
Nope.
All right, Mole, would you mind reading this next one, please?
I sure would.
Here you go, pals.
Dear Big Three.
That's 2.5.
I've only been listening to the Big Three podcast since October 2010 and still don't truly understand the Scaremaster. I was hoping you could go over this list of everything I know about Perry Caramello and fact check them for me.
Caravello, that's what
I just
want to
make sure I have it all right. Scaremaster. Okay, so let's go through these, okay?
Let's go through them.
Number one, Perry's first boyfriend was Tony Alva.
Not boyfriend. He's never been a
not
boyfriend.
Not a boyfriend, just a thing.
He's just a friend.
You guys just played around.
He's not my first friend
and
either.
And he wasn't your first. You've been around before Tony Alva.
He's an acquaintance. That goes
but
back
never,
to 1979.
It never became a boyfriend situation. Right?
It's best that you just talk it out. If you can say what you feel.
Tony Alva
okay.
is a pro skater.
Right.
I
out
was progressing
to
be a pro skater.
I get
you were
it.
Never
going to
be a pro skater.
I get it. He's the man, you know.
Hold on a second. You were never going to be a pro skater.
That might be one of his questions. Let's continue. Question two. Right. Perry's rebound boyfriend was Richard Heaney. No.
Oh, God.
Richard Heaney was way past Tony Alva. Right? That was years apart.
Richard Heaney was a friend slash my boss when I was helping him with...
Wasn't that another guy that you decided to turn against us, too? He was the guy that worked with you?
He was one of the guys, yes.
Yeah, he was the guy that did the fake courtroom scene with me. When we tried to go on a tour and you filed for a restraining order against me, and it was just a joke with you and Richard Heaney, where I went to court and there you were with a fake news team. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Next question. Next question.
Fake, but the
Scaremaster. Listen, he's got
fake.
A lot of these. So, number three, Perry blew Randy C.
Fuck you. No, I did
he
not.
He did not.
Blow
okay.
Anybody.
Let me take it over from here. First
God
of all,
damn it!
Stop, Perry. Let me just try to get. Perry did not blow anybody. Okay,
I was a fucking raped because I
was
being so sweet
21
to this
years
young lady.
Ago. Yep.
That was a Shannon Doherty lookalike.
Perry,
I went to give her a goodbye
Perry.
Kiss, and she flipped out on me.
Right. Well, you yeah, when
and turned
you say,
me in.
Well, when you say you gave her a goodbye kiss, as most people know, you pulled her over on the freeway and asked. That's where you gave her the goodbye
right.
kiss.
Okay.
Right. So that's a little freaky.
Okay. Next one. Perry likes drinking other guys' semen. True or false? I say I don't think it's true.
Just say
I'm not.
The answer.
I'm not talking
say
about
false,
this shit
Perry.
Anymore. False. False. False.
Number
false,
five.
False.
Perry is number five. Perry is gay.
Happy gay, okay. Not a faggot gay.
Number six, Penny knocked over the craft service table.
Mole knocked over the craft service table.
I wrong. Think you're wrong
number
on that.
Number seven, Perry killed Nathaniel, Eric, Cookie, God. Sheba, and countless others.
Yeah, that's true.
Eight, no.
Hey, Perry still lives at...
Show up like all the rest of these fuckers that keep showing up on me.
Perry started the war against Rucka Rucka Ali.
Yes, absolutely.
Perry posted pictures of him and Neil Leeds kissing.
Yes.
Perry has a fake, a fake disability scam.
It's not a disability scam, Jagoff. Okay, you want to talk disability scam? I want to take you to Loma Linda University and we'll go through my fucking records, okay? I'll even show you my fucking records at my house. No, you are
let's
not.
Let's go to your house right now.
You're not invited.
Let's go to your house and look at your records right
you're
now.
Not, yeah. You're not invited.
We, let's go look at your records. The rest
I'm
of you
said, him.
No, you
it's
said
I'm showing
idea.
Him and
no,
that's
check
it.
The tape. Your Honor, check the tape. He showed you.
I'm showing him and that's it.
In his house and check
you're
his records.
You're not allowed in my house.
I rest my case.
We're going to Perry's house. We're going to
thank you, sir. No further questions, Your Honor. You're a witness, counselor. Number...
You're not allowed.
Number 12. Perry originally injured his neck whilst blowing Randy C.
Let me take this.
Originally?
Not originally.
Are you fucking joking? And I never gave anybody a blowjob.
Perry worships
no
dogs
guys.
And supports Al-Qaeda.
God damn.
Perry helped Chris Dorn to find a safe haven in Big Bear.
That's true.
Perry keeps a gun in his fanny pack at all times. Mo should check.
Can he come over and check your fanny pack?
He lays a finger on it. I'll break it.
You break everybody's finger. But Perry, you got to remember, you're a weak fucking guy with a broken neck. You could be killed. The only reason you haven't been punched is because of that.
He goes on. The list never ends.
Kill me.
But these top 15 are what I decided the most important to know. Because much like Huey Craig III, I am too a very talented computer hacker. So here are the most listened to podcasts in the world. I challenge Huey Craig III to a hack-off. Whoever can steal more money from Perry's bank account each month up until the big anniversary show wins. I've attached this picture of what I can do to prove I am not kidding. Here is some work I do in my spare time hacking into CNN for fun to spread the word about the Scaremaster and how much he loves guys. Oh, this is what he did at CNN. Remember when this was on there?
Let me see.
They took it down almost
immediately. You know what? If I find this fucking guy,
now
we're talking lawsuits.
Wow.
Now we are talking lawsuits. When I find this fucking guy, I will sue him to the bitterest end of all kind.
By the way, if I can say something, this was on CNN's page, and they spelled K-A-R-A-V-E-L-L-O.
The K is bullshit, so I'm glad.
But CNN, are you sure you're right on this?
I know how to spell my name, you dope.
I don't think I'm a dope. I'm just telling you. What does it say right there? Is that a K?
Yep.
Is that a K?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that was from Jack Burton.
Get me the fuck out of here.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the last one. Dear Perry, hi, it's Dino, your fellow half-Italian again. I heard Don and Mole giving you crap about trying to move into your apartment with you. They can be so insensitive sometimes. They don't understand what it's like living a life collecting disability checks. We have to play by the rules, and that means no roommates that have incomes. Is that true?
I believe that's true, yes.
Okay. I used to share my shitty one-bedroom apartment with my cousin Robbie. Remember him? He cleaned up your shit.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't even know the person that you're reading.
Okay, well, I don't either. Till the end, then that's... We did say his name's Dino, your fellow half-Italian. Do you know who Dino is?
There's a lot of people that say that they're friends, fans, whatever.
Well, anyway, he says he cleaned up your shit. He's been a real bad...
shit.
I think if I remember correctly, because I remember this guy writing before, he's the guy that cleaned out the bathroom while we were on the set of Windy City Heat. I could be wrong, though.
Oh, at the...
Los Angeles Center Studios.
Okay.
He's been in real bad shape ever since Windy City Heat. Shortly after moving your turds, his right arm started turning purple and began to wither. The doctor told him he had contracted HIV from your toilet.
Oh, Scaremaster, there you go.
And the only way to save
Maybe
his
he
life
means the vitamin.
Would it be to amputate it immediately. The day after the operation, he lost his job as a janitor. The only thing he can do now is wipe semen off the floor at a massage parlor in the male's restroom. This guy's life has really turned out for the worst.
You know what?
Oh, wait a minute. It goes on.
Bullshit.
How do you know it's
bullshit? That's bullshit. It's just, they just want to get me riled up. Okay?
You think so?
Okay, they just want to get me riled up.
But he's half Italian.
It's disgusting.
So do you think it's the non...
It's disgusting.
Do you think the Italian half of him
it's
is lying?
It's not the Italian. Whatever. I don't give a fuck if he's a fucking kike wop.
Maybe he likes
cheek.
You.
He may like him.
Nazi
that might be.
Fucking
good point.
Polak. I don't care what the
hey,
fuck
hey,
is.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't
whoa,
say
whoa,
that.
Whoa.
Naughty
don't
word,
say
Perry.
That. Perry.
Oh, excuse me, the N-word, yeah.
All of them are terrible words.
All of them are. You got to stop it, Perry. We're trying to do a show
really
here.
Hateful,
this is
dude.
This is.
I what... hate life.
Wait a minute! I walked over that. You hate life. Why?
Because all you every fucking week I got a fucking ton of bricks crumbling down on me.
What happened? This is in Chicago. What happened in Chicago?
Oh Jesus Christ! Shut up!
What did I do?
All right, let me read on. He goes on to say, "That's not the worst of it." He's now homeless and living on the streets of Reseda because I had to kick him out of the apartment. It was a scary Perry thing to do. His meager income would have impacted my disability. I'm not mad at you for ruining his life and giving him AIDS. But by dog, you should at least give him a hand. How about $500? What's your home address? We'll come by next week to pick it up. I will pray to the holy dog every day for it. Your fellow half-Italian... Dino Robinetti.
Don't know him.
Hey,
don't
Dino Robinetti.
Hey.
Because if I Dino.
Dino Robinetti. Could you pass the sauce? Or what do they call it? Gravy?
The gravy, mamma mia.
Meat sauce. Gravy.
Hey.
Let's go around. Let's all name Italian food. Scare my shoes.
Wolfie, do you
name
like?
Italian food. Name Italian food.
Name an Italian food. Go.
Mostaccioli.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Lasagna.
Yes, more.
Fettuccine, linguine.
It's so good how he says it sounds delicious.
It's really good.
I'm getting hungry just hearing it. Keep going, a couple more.
Spaghetti.
Good one, classic. Do the spaghetti
Jello.
Joke. Do the spaghetti joke.
You should do the spaghetti joke. That'd be a great
There's
way.
There's no jokes.
You say Jello?
Vanilla pudding. Water.
Water's Italian?
Milk.
Let me close this out. And that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
You said milk's Italian?
Just joking.
Well, that's funny.
I just don't feel good.
Why
what
don't
happened,
you
buddy?
Good?
Did something happen in Chicago that you want to talk about?
No!
What did you do in Chicago besides go to the funeral?
Did you get a pizza? Did you get a deep dish pizza?
Oh, God.
What did you eat when you were there? Just tell us that.
Don't fucking bother
no,
me about it.
No, there's got to be the place to
try
this.
Don't bother me about it!
I feel like I got to get some hot dogs.
You know what it seems
I
like?
I get a char dog and a deep dish.
It seems like when that is mentioned, it seems like he goes
it
in.
It drives me nuts because it's very sad, okay?
Well, okay, but you know.
And I don't want to fucking bring it up anymore.
Well, here's a question. Then will you answer one question?
Maybe.
Okay. You said that your cousin passed away. Now, that
one of them.
The very, I don't think all of them. It wasn't a Caravello cousin party and all of them
no,
went
wasn't
at one
a
swoop.
At all.
No, I know.
How is you related? How are you guys related?
Mom's side of the family.
Mom's okay.
How so? Like,
so she's not a Caravelli.
What?
She's not a Caravelli.
Mom is not a Mom was not born a Caravelli.
What was her name? What was her name?
Giuliano.
Giuliano.
Oh,
yeah.
On her mother's side, Corsi.
Frank Giuliano.
Corsi. Now. About Antonio Corsi, the first male model.
Yep.
We know about him, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. There's a picture of his best friend on the wall of the Hollywood High School.
Really? Who's his best friend?
Fuck, what was his name?
John
the
Ritter?
The Sheik. That's his nickname.
Say it.
What Rudolph Valentino? That was it.
Rudolph Valentino was his friend.
That was his. Oh wow! So those two together. So Frank,
they used to get women all the time.
I bet they did.
Frank Corsi.
What
is Frank Corsi?
Al Corsi.
Oh, Al Corsi and Al Corsi with with the Sheik. That's where they got Sheik condoms from.
Whoa! Good point. Well, Scaremaster, here's the deal. I don't know why you're so upset today. We're just having a nice little podcast. We're sitting around three buddies talking about whatever comes to our mind, our own personal life and pop culture. But when it comes to your personal life, you never want to share.
Because all it is my personal life.
No, that's not true
at
all.
It's not your personal life. It's never his personal
life. We're talking
life.
About Rudolph
it's
Valiant.
Only mine. It's Valentino. Only mine. It's always mine.
You know what? If I left town and I just didn't tell anybody. Anyway, can I get back to one question?
What?
Okay, just answer this. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you called Nick about 6 o'clock.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday. Saying that you had to leave within an hour.
And I got picked up.
Okay. Now, to me, I don't know. I don't know if they had a funeral that quick or what they did, but you would have thought that you would have had a little bit more time than that. And it almost seems that you waited till the last second because something else was going on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I wish you could be honest with us.
He's totally... Listen, Scaremaster would swear on his mother's eternal soul that he was in Chicago last week.
Really? Do that. On the love of your mother.
On the love of my mom, I swear that I was in Chi-Town last week.
Now, what did you eat there?
Oh, fuck. Eggs.
Oh, they're the best.
Italian eggs.
Roast beef at the train station.
You got roast beef at the train station? The train station? What is that? Is that
a
restaurant?
Why are you at the train station?
Brent, what difference does it make?
Because you blew...
And you know, when you go from one place to the next, sometimes it's quicker.
Okay,
to...
we're just asking you questions. Perry, you seem like
you're getting... I'm very uptight about a lot of things right now.
About Chicago? What happened in Chicago?
Don't worry about what happened in Chicago.
What did you do there? What did you do?
You know what I did there!
We don't know. We just know you ate a Subway beef.
It's over! Don't ask another fucking question!
Can I ask one more question?
No more questions!
Can I ask one more?
Spit it out and you'll know if I answer it or not.
You never answered the first question. Why are you moving?
Because I'm done. No. Show's over.
We're close. We're close.
Yeah, oh, Christ.
We're almost. You know what?
Can
my head is killing
me. Wait, James.
Hold
Perry,
on.
Perry, do you need some more water?
Please,
do you have an aspirin
please.
In your bag?
No,
you
I
can
already
chew
took,
up.
I already took my.
No, chew up a bear.
Can I ask a question?
Shoot.
Thanks. Scaremaster, when you said you were eating hot beef in the subway, in the train station, was that a euphemism?
Oh, fucking, just go fuck yourself.
No, I'm saying you're like, hey, I'm hanging out in the train station getting some hot beef.
I'll ask the guys. Hey, Wolfie wants to know if
roast beef. I didn't say hot beef. I said roast beef.
Okay, whatever. I don't know what your lingo is.
Wolfie wants to know if he can do an impression.
Please.
All right, try to guess who this is.
White man's burden, Lloyd, my man. White man's burden.
Who is that?
Martin Balsam.
Yeah, you would think. You know?
No, I don't.
Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Thank you.
Hey, is that a phone call coming through? Could you send that through for us, please?
Hello, gents. It's you-know-whom.
Hi, Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams. Hey.
Yes, you-know-whom, because I certainly do.
Still having a tough time with your memory, Mr. Adams?
You know what? My memory loss isn't the problem. It's the remembering things that I'm finding difficult.
Well, that's what I kind of meant there.
Yes, yes. Well, listen, I'm still piecing things together. I'm still, like, I know I love the ladies, absolutely adore them, but whenever I think of coupling with one, I get all sick up.
Coupling. You said
yes,
coupling.
Yes, and also, I'm still trying to figure out whom shot me. It's all very confusing. Listen. I want no fighting on this, all right? No fighting. Listen, in fact, I've come up with another tune to help solve this.
Oh,
this
right.
one focuses
them.
On a catchphrase that I believe I invented. It goes, it ain't quitting. Sound
that's
familiar?
Oh, Harry
oh,
made that.
You invented
it?
Scaremaster.
A catchphrase you invented? Excuse me.
And I just had it registered.
Well, this is interesting. Okay, well, let me just straighten this out.
You registered it?
And the catchphrase has something to do with not quitting one's sexual orientation. Is that right?
No.
All right, listen. How about this? Let's give it a shot, and it will hopefully help us all piece together the shattered shards of my brain's life stuffs.
What does that mean? No one knows that means.
Well, I'll tell everyone what it means. It means it's showtime. Hit it, Wandez. Oh, right, he's not here. Me either, and he's no longer here. Hold on. I'll clue it up myself. How do you work this infernal contraption? All right. Me. Here we go.
La, 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 la.
Oh, yes. Everyone knows this one.
Oh, Scaremaster, you know this one.
And we begin.
No, I don't know nothing.
It ain't quitting in the morning sun. It ain't quitting when the evening comes. It ain't quitting is what I used to say before my memories all were washed away. It ain't quitting on the deck of my boat. hoping Wandez is still afloat. It ain't quitting on the deck of my boat. A sipping some wine. I left my home in London town, headed for the Frisky Bay. I heard there were lots of young men there. I hoped that some of them would swing my way. Yes, it ain't quitting on the deck of my boat, wearing a lovely satin dinner coat. It ain't quitting on the deck of my boat, sipping wine, fine wine, and we're dancing. Here's what everybody said. Perry shot me in the head.
See, Scaremaster?
Never met the guy.
But I don't care what anyone says. All I care about is where's Wandez? It ain't quitting on the end of this phone. This amnesia won't leave me alone. Seagulls, 2,000 fellows I'll bone. But the one I want most is my stone. That's you, Scaremaster.
He likes you, Scaremaster.
Sitting on the deck of my boat. Who was that man who put Perry in his throat?
That was Randy Say.
It ain't quitting on the deck of my boat. Where's Wandez? And now we whistle. And we're dancing, and here comes the Cracker Jacks. Little sailor men in little Cracker Jack outfits. Yes, they're jaunty, jaunty dancers. They've got their thumbs in their belt loops and they're doing a little kick step. And they're spinning, spinning. They're wearing their naval Daisy Dukes and their tank tops. Perry, you know how to blow, don't you? Lovely. Perry, were you whistling? Perry, you know how to whistle, don't you? Just
sometimes.
Put your lips together and blow. So, listen, listen. All right, all right. Listen, I do believe that song poses more questions than answers them. Yes, yes?
Well, that song made it sound like you're into dudes, Mr. Adams.
Well, I am not. I am not. Though I will be into some dudes later on when the pool boys arrive. Well, you gents want to join in? The water's fine.
Oh, I'm cool with that. Cool with that.
Oh, you gentlemen don't like to swim, is that it?
That's it.
Scaremaster,
don't. All right, listen, just for a moment. Perry, let me ask you a cue or two, all right?
What?
I feel our relationship is lost at sea, much like Wandez.
There's no relationship.
Perry still likes you. Perry still likes you.
I never met you face to face.
Perry, listen. What can I do to repair what we had? Wait.
How about showing up at the fucking podcast face to face so I know who the fuck you are?
How's about this? I've a notion, a lotion notion. How's about a full body oil rubbing?
He wants to give you a body rub.
Well, before you too rash, before you say no, just so you know, I have magic hands, and my feet are no slouches either.
I scared myself.
All right. Listen, I just remembered that you enjoyed being masturbated with feet.
No, he likes that a lot.
Excuse me.
Well, who wouldn't like it? Who wouldn't like it?
Maybe you should just do a joke,
you
Mr.
know
Adams.
What? Just do shut a joke. Your fucking mouth.
You know what? Let's do that. Let's do a joke. Like, why did the 2 feet get into a fight?
Oh, he likes that a lot.
They both thought they were right. But one was left. And they were, yeah.
Yes. They both thought they were right. And also, they couldn't decide on a way to stimulate Scaremaster's genitalia.
Okay. Say goodnight, Mr. Adams.
Goodnight, Mr. Adams. Dudes, right. Dudes.
Bye, Mr. Adams. See you later.
Scaremaster, you got to have him give you, do that stuff to you with his
Mole, you got to shut your fucking mouth. Kabish?
Maybe he likes you.
He does like you.
He's always liked me.
What is it about you that he likes so much? Why are you so magnetic to him, to so many dudes? Why do you think that, though? Why do you think dudes like you so much?
I think I know, if right. I could say one thing. The reason that so many guys like Perry, because he's got this sexuality that's unbelievable.
And he's Italian? He's Italian?
People always like Italians.
He's a handsome guy. He's a handsome
really devil. Good looking guy, no question.
Thank you.
You ever looked in his eyes?
He's magnetic.
Look at his eyes.
He's got great eyes. He's got, you know, he's very expressive.
I don't feel good.
Scaremaster, can I tell you some other stuff about you? You're very open and honest with your feelings.
I'm very open. Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
And also, you're very forthright and very forthcoming, and you let people know what's on your mind.
A little too much.
You're handsome.
You're honest.
I'm honest.
You're a people person. You're a people person.
There are times that I forget certain things that will go on in my life, and other people like to twist it.
Like, watch. I'll show you how honest you are. What happened in Chicago?
Oh, God. I'm not talking about it anymore.
I'm not talking about it anymore.
You haven't told us anything.
Deanna passed away, okay? That's all you need to know.
Here's the thing that's a little confusing. What people on the internet said and why they were a little confused. Because, first of all, you call it Deanna. You said it different every time. And when your father was passing away, we were there the entire time. You were sharing everything about him
because
with us.
Because I was very close to my dad at the end of his life.
And what? Don't you think you should have let fans know in the Chicago area that you were going to be there working the men's room at the train station?
Fuck yourself!
I'm sorry, whatever. Having the hot
God beer. Damn, you're a fucking fag. I'm out of here.
Whatever you do.
Let me ask you something. When you were in Chicago, let me ask you one question about Chicago.
Oh, my fucking God.
Did they have any Thai restaurants as good as What the Huck? That's right. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. Perry? Ow! Just catching you to see if you're awake. Here, what's the number?
323-654-7952.
You guys are making me mentally sick.
Okay,
you're
Perry,
mentally
you're
sick
you're
on
making,
our face.
You're making yourself mentally sick.
Yeah, all the stress.
Yeah, how
what
about
stress?
You stop bullying
all this fucking
us?
Stress.
Why I have something I'd like to share in
what
Spanish.
Would you like? Okay.
It's called Atalaya. I'm sorry. It's called Atalaya.
What is that?
Anunciando el reino de Jehovah es Dios cruel.
Wait a minute. It's one of those Javajo comic books in
Javajos.
Spanish. Wow.
¿Por qué dicen el bueno es que Dios es cruel?
Is that a magazine?
La Resalta.
Do you call the comic book Awake?
It's not a comic book. There's Watchtower and Awake.
What's the difference? Which one's funnier? Which one has a lighter sense of humor?
No answer.
Why?
Because you're an asshole. You have no respect for God.
I have respect for God. I have a lot of respect for God.
It's an Awake magazine.
Do you guys hold on to those newspapers from the Awake magazine to pick up dog droppings?
Put them on the bottom of a bird cage?
Never.
Never. Look at the way you treated that one. You just folded it up.
It was thrown at me.
Why don't you read some of it to us?
Because I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, okay.
What do you have in your pan, Perry? I've been looking at you messing with that.
A slight segment of sexcapades for Scary Perry's 30th sexcapades. Since I got my business manager out here from New York.
Wait a second. You fucked your business manager from
Shut New- up, you flaming fag. Since I have my business manager out here from New York, we went to the world famous.
What's wrong with Nick?
Rainbow
he's a good looking
bar
guy.
And grill for dinner.
But why do you
get
don't insult
you don't
Nick.
Think he's
and
got
I
feelings.
Saw guy. On the patio bar, a chick that walked me into the bathroom into the kitchen bathroom, and after I peed, she blew me. And this goes back to 1999.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Did this just happen, Nick?
We were at the Rainbow two
no,
nights ago.
No, we were at the Rainbow a couple nights ago, and
the chick that sat next to me.
Perry went to use the bathroom as soon as we got there, and then I lost him. And then when I found him, he was at the bar. There was some girl there he was talking to.
You had some girl blow you the other day?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. What's her name?
That's the thing. We never exchanged our names.
He just...
So
but
wait,
she
just,
was the same girl.
Where this happened in the men's
she
room?
She was the same chick that did the same job to me back in 99.
So wait, this happened in the men's room?
In the kitchen bathroom. There's only one bathroom.
It's a bit of the men's room, in the bathroom.
It's men's and women's.
But yeah, but in the bathroom.
The
restaurant bathroom.
Was that the blonde waitress that has been there for like 50 years that does that to everybody?
No.
Okay.
This is an honest.
She's not a waitress there.
You definitely have a type, scare master.
She's just a rock. She's a rock star. She's a hang me on.
What's a hang me on?
You know, the girls that used to like to go backstage and bang the rockers and stuff in a lot of concerts back in the 70s and 80s.
Don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You know what I'm talking
you,
about.
Scare master, you know what your type is? You know what your type is? People who are in a bathroom.
Yeah, you do seem to
You know
to
what your type
bathroom.
Is?
What? Don't say something mean.
Yeah, don't say something mean.
John Quincy Adams.
Oh, that's not cool at all.
Like, you guys are being nice to me?
Yeah,
all
exactly.
All this shit that you're
What have I done?
All the shit that you're reading.
Yeah, $10 shoutouts where we make money.
I don't believe it's from anybody out there, but these people are probably you and you.
Yeah, and that's the reason we put in money to this. I would pay $10 to write a dumb letter to you.
I don't think they're dumb. I think they're really nice.
Well, you know what? I take back what I said. You're absolutely right, Mole.
I'm just so...
You're so what?
Please, leave me alone.
You're so pleased?
Fucking leave me alone.
We're trying to do a podcast.
Well, I'm not feeling good.
Okay,
well,
hold
let
on.
Me ask this. Let me ask you this. Level of 1 to 10. From I'll go 1 to 10. New Superman, Nick. Hold on. I want to go first half of Superman 1 to 10. Second half of Superman 1 to 10.
I'd say first half probably about an 8.
You okay?
And second half probably about a 6.
Really? I'd probably knock that 6 down and maybe a 4 in the back end.
But I was giving him just a little bit extra.
Yeah, I go to 8 on the first half, though.
I haven't seen the movie, so I really can't say. You see the movie Superman?
Not yet.
Why don't you take a guess then? First half of the movie, he was a...
I don't know, I would say...
Well, if you had to guess.
I'm saying 5 and 5.
He was a rock enthusiast.
Okay. He was a sports PI in Chicago. And he turns into Superman.
Bullshit.
I'm bullshitting you? Maybe I am and maybe I'm not. I got a question for you. Actually, not for you. How about one for Nick? Now, Nick, you sat here very quietly. You've watched the entire show. You've seen how Perry acts the entire way. You're feeling, honestly. And I'm saying this is to help Perry, not to hurt him. Did we do anything bad?
No, I just see you guys doing the podcast, reading some nice letters from the fans, and you know, just guys talking about pop culture and your personal lives.
Well, he hides everything about
his
personal life.
Well, because everything is about my personal life.
You never asked me anything
about
my personal life.
We weren't talking about your personal life. We wanted to know about what happened in Chicago.
I don't want anybody to know about things. I want no one to know about my personal life anymore, okay? I have a private life. It's not personal.
So what do you want to know, the personal or the private? Which can we know about?
Let's know the private.
We'll like go for the private.
Really
I'll
goes
take
on.
This
private
is my private life.
200, Alex.
It's private. Okay. This guy, Perry, does this every night before he goes to bed.
What is that?
No, never mind.
He was acting like he was masturbating.
Stares in the mirror and sighs.
Nope. What is masturbation? What is masturbation? Oh, yeah, look, you're getting into it right now.
Come on, you're giving me a fucking headache!
It has nothing to do with you screaming for no reason. We're doing a podcast, you fucking moron.
Look, the podcast is over.
Did you get a haircut, Scaremaster?
Eat this. Have some sugar. Eat it. Eat it. It's from What the Huck.
For the finest in Thai cookies.
No. I don't want two more.
He's rattling
just in
the
case,
papers.
Just in case.
No, just take him away. Let him have one because he's rattling papers like a fucking moron.
I got it.
No, you're rattling it right behind. Ugh. I see by the clock on the wall, time is escaping us very quickly. So we've got to get and do the best thing that we do on this show. This is a little thing we like to call mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, if you've never heard mole play before, mole play is an improv game that we play here. This is where Mole, he will kind of put the whole scene together. He'll create a scene, he'll write a script, he'll direct the script, and he'll also cast the cast. The only thing we don't know is Mole. What are we going to be doing on today's mole play?
Thank you, Dan. Today we're going to head back to, like Superman, this too is an origin story. For this takes us way back to the early life of one Scaremaster Caramello. Things we didn't know about him. Things that maybe will give us a glimpse as to the man he became. We head to a suburban bedroom where a group of women are playing with young Scaremaster and making him...
Go fuck yourself!
Mary Jane, who the people are demanding, will be playing the beautiful and recently passed Deanna. Dan, you'll be playing Deanna's sister, Debbie. Debbie Nick, Dawn. You will be Dawn. Deanna, Debbie, and Dawn do Scare Master's makeup. Mo'Play.
Let's play with
hold
Debbie!
On, hold on, hold on.
You almost hit me in the face.
Oh. Can I give this to you, Mo?
Sure, absolutely.
You want to smack me, don't you?
I'd love to punch you. I wish you didn't have a broken neck. I would just like to beat you.
Oh, dude, if I was 15 and you were 18,
yeah, I would have killed you.
Your ass.
Perry, I saw pictures of you. You were a little shit.
And Mo'Play.
I would kick your ass if I was 15 and you were 18, because I was doing it to a lot of my brother's friends.
Hey, let me ask you.
It's time to make you pretty.
Let's make him pretty.
I was kicking their
ass.
Let's take off his hat!
Scare Master, you're a six-year-old boy.
Close your eyes. You're going to be a pretty girl like us. Is that a fist going
in? Yeah, I'm going to be a pretty girl!
There's a chance to be with Deanna one more time.
Oh, you're so pretty.
Ladies, tell Scare Master what it's going to be like when he grows up and he's a girl.
You're going to be the prettiest girl ever! And your beautiful voice will be nice, too! Oh!
What the fuck you doing? Get that goddamn lipstick away from me!
You want to be a pretty girl just like us?
Yeah, let me be a pretty girl!
You already got it. Do you want it to look like you got a bloody lip from, like, doing something
I'll wipe
gross?
It off when I go in
here,
the map,
yes.
Fix it. Now things are really starting to liven up in the bedroom. And uh-oh, here comes your uncle, and he doesn't like what he sees. Here comes Uncle Bobby.
Oh, you look so pretty! Hi, Uncle Bobby. Look what we did with little Perry.
Yeah, big smile over here. Hello.
What are you fucking broads doing, you fucking... Stop. Stop. We're done.
Let's take a
picture.
You're
going to be a pretty girl
We're
just done.
Like us.
She knows what she's
We're
Let's
done.
Take a picture.
Look good.
Stop.
Mary.
You want to punch me?
Yeah.
You want to fucking punch me?
I found some bras and panties. Let's right put them in bras and panties.
Stop. Promise me.
Let her fit. Let her even you out, dude.
Here, let's take a picture.
Over here, ladies, say, Chi-Town.
Chi-Town.
He didn't say anything.
And that's Mo'Play.
Mo'Play, Mo'Play, let's play Mo'Play. Mo'Play, Mo'Play, let's play Mo'Play. Mo'Play!
We have to do promo and say goodbyes.
Yeah.
Well, that stuff got really intense, and I'll tell you something. You know it's getting really crazy? Is what a beautiful lady Scare Master looks
He's
like.
He's really pretty.
Scare Master, you just got good cheekbones, man. You just got good cheekbones.
You'd be a beautiful girl. Yeah, anyway, well, with that, that's the end of our show. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. I'm at Don Barris on Facebook, Don Barris on Vine. And also, if you want to see my Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1 there, too. Mole?
I'm Walter Malinsky on Facebook, and also you can jump on my Kickstarter thing. I got a new version of Mo'Play coming out with new, even more delicious, not candy, but they smell like candy, game pieces.
And I'm on Twitter at ScaryPerry818 and on Facebook at PerryFCaravello818.
And you can catch me every night at the World Famous Comedy Store. And on Monday night, don't forget the Death Squad Ding Dong Show. Monday night's 10 p.m. at the World Famous Comedy Store. Put it there, guys.
Big three.
Goodbye.